Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose that God has granted me. And I am so glad, I'm so happy that God has granted me this opportunity to live for Him. Years ago, the late missionary Maylois Monroe would say, I'm so glad that God allowed me to live long enough to know how to live saved. And I am happy about that. I'm happy about that. I am a practicing believer who practice living the Word of God. In other words, I practice the God habit, the Word. I live the Word. I practice living the Word of God in my everyday living. And God told me who I am, a customer service agent for Him, for Him. And I love that. I love that. So I am practicing this life. Because, you know, one day we're going to leave here practicing now. I live it fabulously because I'm practicing because, you know, when we get to heaven, we're not going to experience a lot of this stuff here, but it's going to be about praising God. Say, all day long, all we're going to do is praise and magnify God. Oh, my God. But just think, if you're so weighted down that you can't praise Him now, woo! I don't know. You might want to think about that. But that's going to be a place of praise. So I am praising and magnifying and enjoying my journey right now. Yes, I am. I am so grateful that you're here with me today. Thank you for joining me today on the broadcast. And we are talking about today a citizen of the kingdom of God. A citizen of the kingdom of God. So I want you to think about that and bring your minds in and come on and touch and agree with me as we go into prayer to talk about this on today. A citizen of the kingdom of God. So come go in prayer with me. I touch and agree with you for God to whatever that situation is in your life that you need God to touch, to heal, to deliver, and to set you free, that we would do that now as we talk to Him. He said we could call him up anytime, any place, 24/7. We can call him up and we can tell him exactly what we want. And he says over in Mark 11:24, whatsoever things ye desire, that when ye pray, and that's what we're about to do, when ye pray, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. Ooh, ain't that something? The love that God has for us. Yes, if we could just believe and just think about that and realize what all God and what Jesus sacrificed to show us his love, ooh, we would be shouting to the mountaintop. All right, so come on, let's go in and let's talk to him. For his line is never busy. His secretary never answers the phone. When you call in, you will get Jesus. So we're calling in today, and that's who we're going to get on the line. We're going to get Jesus. We're going to get our Father on the line, and he's going to help us out. Are you ready? Most gracious Father on today, we sure do thank you. And Lord, we magnify you, God, for who you are, Lord. You are great, God, and you're worthy of every one of our praises. And Father, we give them to you today in the name of Jesus. Thank you for loving us so much, God. Thank you, God, that you sent your only Son to show your love for us, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. Thank you for putting Humpty Dumpty, putting us back together again with you in a relationship, God, in fellowship, Lord, with you, God, in the name of Jesus, making us citizens, kingdom of your kingdom, God. And we thank you for it right now. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That's necessary, God. That's a requirement to live in the kingdom. And we thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, would you bless your people, God? You know what each one stands in the need of, God. It's no secret. It's no wonder. It's no surprise to you today, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are on the app right now, God, on talk radio, Lord, and we are talking to you on today, God. This Wednesday, God, the 26th day of April, God, in the name of Jesus. It's no surprise. It's no surprise to you, God, that we are asking for deliverance, for healing, for saving of your people, God, today, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. And we magnify you for who you are, God. You're our God. You're our God. And we are citizens of your kingdom, oh God. And we thank you for that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Would you go in the hospitals today, the nursing homes, God. Visit your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless them, God. Bless them, God. Touch their bodies from the top of their heads, oh God, to the soles of their feet, God. Touch, bless, heal, deliver, set free, God, today, God, as we stand on your mighty word today, God, in the name of Jesus. For you say over in Proverbs, God, 4:22, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that your word, God, is our medicine. And we're taking our dose on today, God. We're taking our dose of medicine as we talk to you, God, in your word today, God, in the name of Jesus. And you said it would be life and help to all of our flesh, God. That's what your word is, God. It's life to us, God, and it's help. And we thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus, as we come asking and believing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For you are our shepherd, oh God. And we are dwelling, oh God, in the secret place of the Most High. And we thank you. Thank you for your angels today, God, that you have encamped around us to keep us through sickness from all hurt, harm, and danger, God. We magnify you for your favor today, God, in the name of Jesus. Favor with you, God, and favor with man, God. There is none like you, God, in the name of Jesus. You are our King, O God, and we thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, would you bless your people everywhere? Look on the state, Lord Jesus, the United States, God, in the name of Jesus, the president, God. Oh, look on his cabinet, God, the decisions that they're making, oh God. We know who the king is in the name of Jesus. We know who's king, and we thank you for it right now, God. Would you look on the bishops and the elders, the pastors and the ministers, God, the missionaries, the saints of God. Would you look on them today, God? Help us, God, to be about your business in the name of Jesus, of sharing the good news, God, the good news about you, God, that you yet save, oh God, that you heal and that you deliver, God. Help us to spread the news, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for you're soon to come back, God. And we want to be ready, Lord. We want our work done, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us out, Lord. Help us out, God. Help us to get a job done, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we'll thank you and we'll magnify you. We'll give you all the glory and all of the praise, God, in your name today, God. And Father, you said if we would lift you up, God, we would lift you up, that you would draw all men unto you. Draw them today, God. Draw them today, God, in the name of Jesus, from all corners, four corners of the earth, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Draw them today, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. And you said if we would acknowledge you, Father, in all our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. Thank you for direction today on this broadcast, God. Thank you for your anointing today, God, on this broadcast, God. And we thank you for your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That backslider that you're calling right now, God. Thank you for him right now, God, in the name of Jesus. That man, that woman, that boy, and that girl. Thank you for sending somebody to tell them about the good news about you, God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, so that they can taste and see for themselves, oh God, that you're good, Lord. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, God. And amen. 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 Thank God for prayer on today. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for prayer is always, always in order. Thank God for prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, for being saved on today, sanctified, filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the Holy Ghost on today, God. In your most holy name, Jesus, we magnify you, God, and we give you glory, and we give you all of the praise, God. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What a mighty God that we serve on today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank God for being a citizen of the kingdom of God on today. I magnify God, and I give him all the glory, and I give him all of the praise on today. Yes, I do. Now, if you have a prayer request and you would like for us to pray with you or for you, you can go to my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave your request there. We pray each morning from 7:15 to 7:30, and if you would like to join us in prayer, you are welcome. I will put that information out on the broadcast at the end of this broadcast. I will put that information up there in the notes so that if you would like to join us, we are on a conference line, and we're praying each morning from 7:15 to 7:30. And, you know, it's a good thing to get into the habit of praying each morning. Each morning, taking that time to allow God to be the director, the guide for your day. So if you'd like to join us, you are more than welcome to join us. Each morning, we are praying from 7:15 to 7:30. Now, if you need a motivational encourager to come to where you are and encourage on your program, your event, or whatever it is, you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Yes, call me, contact me. I just love it because I'm enjoying my journey. How about you? Are you enjoying your journey? Are you enjoying your journeys? It's a continuous adjustment. It's a continuous adjustment of living the word, getting it right and living that word, living it. It makes the difference. Living God's word makes the difference. And I thank God for that. I surely do. And I remember as I'm talking about it, the late missionary Maylois Monroe saying, we had student night. And she said in student night, she said, if nobody else got student night, she said, May Francis got it. And that's my name, May Francis. And she said, May Francis got it. And I truly did get it because I didn't understand how I was supposed to mix God in everything that I did, in everything that I do. Finally got it. That, yes, he said, acknowledge me in all of your ways and your doings. He said, and I will direct you. And when I started doing that, oh, I got it. I got it. And it really, really do make my journey. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. It makes my journey sweet. Thank you, God. Yes, I go through situations. Yes. I have things in my life, oh, but with God in it, it makes life so much sweeter and make you able, give you that joy while you go through the different situations that we go through. So I praise God today. I praise God for my journey on today. And today we're talking about a citizen of the kingdom of God. And, oh, yes, if you would like to check me out on my Facebook, you can do that for my books and also for the broadcast. Every day, every Wednesday, the broadcast is showing on my broadcast page on my website. So if you'd like to check me out, you don't have to just hear it right now while I'm live, because I am. I'm live and in living color for the next 10 minutes. And so you can go to my website and you can check it out on today or whenever. There are archives. So whenever you want to listen in, you can do just that. All right. So a citizen of the kingdom of God. You know, I like that. I know that this is not my home, but that I am a sojourner here, and I am just passing through this land, this weary land, where everything is happening. I'm just passing through. One thing you realize when you travel is the value and the importance of a passport. I'm getting ready to do a cruise, and so I had to get my passport. And oh my goodness, the things that you have to go through to get that passport. Wow. The things that we go through and the things that we have to suffer through to become a citizen of the kingdom of God. And so as you enter and leave a country, you need to show that passport or you aren't going anywhere. So think about that. We're going to have a passport to get into the kingdom or to live in this kingdom. And what did the Lord tell us about the kingdom and about having the passport? The Holy Ghost is so important that we have it, because he said that we're going to be changed. We're going to be caught up with him. We're going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Can you imagine that? How fast our eyelids bat? We're going to be changed just that fast. But it's going to take the Holy Ghost for us to get up. Get up. Yes. So we're going to need that in order to get up. And then we're going to need some faith. Oh, my goodness. We're going to need faith. That passport is proof of our citizenship. So having the Holy Ghost, and I'm talking to the believer. I'm talking to the believer, because when we receive Christ into our lives, we become a part of the kingdom. We become citizens. When we talk about citizenship, we are talking about our identity. We are now a new creature. He said all things are passed away and all things are become new, because we are now citizens of the kingdom of God. We've received him. The kingdom within us, we've received him. And so now we're preparing ourselves to live eternity with our Father. So we are a citizen of the kingdom of God. Since as believers, we are citizens of God's kingdom, that reality should shape the way that we live as sojourners in this world. When we go, when you go to another country or you visit another state, you pack your suitcases and you take those things that are necessary, your toothbrush, your toothpaste, your deodorant, and all of those things that you're going to wear, but you don't take the whole closet. You just preparing yourself for the trip. You're preparing yourself for the trip. So the same way spiritually, so we're here on this earth, and that's what the believer should be doing. We're preparing ourselves for our journey, for our real home. We're just passing through here. This is not our real home. So we should not be settling in to what the world says, the world ways of doing things. But the Bible is our directive. It tells us how to live and how to be this citizen that God can be proud of. How we're going to live. We're working right now for our crown. For our crown. So since as believers, we are citizens of God's kingdom, that really should shape the way that we live as sojourners in this world. The scripture says that be ye holy, for I am holy. Faith is our passport. Philippians 1:27-30, it says, whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Are you representing? Are you representing Christ? Are you representing as a citizen of the kingdom of God? Then whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in the one spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel. So we're representing. And so whether he's not here right now, but when he comes again, we want to be ready when he comes. It's no time to stop and try to get ready, The five foolish and the five wise virgins. Five foolish and five wise. Foolish because they didn't carry their oil, enough oil with them. And as they burned their lamps, they used up all of their oil. So we've got to pace ourselves and live this life so that we'll be ready when the Lord comes. When the bridegroom knocks on the door, we want to be ready. We don't want to have to be one of the ones that had to go back to get oil. And when the bridegroom came, they weren't ready. But the ones that took that extra oil, yes, they were ready when the bridegroom came and they went on in with him. Don't you want to go on in with him? Yes, I do. I want to go on in with him without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. We've got to put on and dress in the whole armor of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, a citizen of the kingdom of God. This is a sign to them that they will be destroyed, but that you will be saved, and that by God. For it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him. So we're going to go through the different things in our lives. Situations are going to come, and they're going to go. But the one thing, what did he say about infirmities? He said the infirmities, he said there are many. He said, but he deliver us out of them all. Only now, you got to be a citizen of the kingdom of God. For it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ. So it's been granted to us. Since you are going through the same struggles you saw I had, and now hear that I still have, we're going to go through situations. We're going to have these things to happen in our lives. But we've got to remember that Christ overcame them all. He won the victory for us through him going to the cross. He made it possible that we have the authority and the power back, that we can speak to these situations in our lives. Yes, we can. And I still have Philippians 3:20 reads, our citizenship is in heaven. The believers are called strangers and pilgrims, foreigners on earth. 1 Peter 2:11, Hebrews 11:13, they are a holy nation. And the people of God, 1 Peter 2:9-10, as such, they look eagerly for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Hebrews 11:10-16, they desire a better country. Yes, I do. Yes, I do desire a better country, a country where there is peace. And like I said at the beginning, if we don't learn how to praise God now, what you going to do in heaven walking around with that sourpuss face? Oh, my God. We should be smiling because we have the joy of the Lord as our strength. And the strength of the Lord is our joy. So we got to put him on. We got to put him on. Than the one in which they live while on earth. That is, as heavenly country, through faith they have become fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Ephesians 2:19. A citizen of the kingdom of God. What kingdom are you a citizen of? Huh? Oh, something to think about. Well, until the next time, Dr. Fabulous is signing off. Have a fabulous day. Bye-bye.